everyone, you know it must be the start of the regular season because it's time for Cover 2 here on Eagles 360. I'm Chris McPherson. Pleased to be joined this week to open the year with Tim McManus of Birds 24/7 and Jimmy Kemsky of Philly Voice. So, gentlemen, I don't really want to focus on the Falcons so much this week. I know Eagles fans want to know what's going to happen Monday night, but let's take a big picture approach to the entire season, and we'll start with quarterback Sam Bradford. Tim, you got to see him in training camp. You saw him in the preseason, 4 drives, 4 touchdowns. What are your thoughts on Bradford heading into the regular season?
Well, he couldn't have looked any better. I mean, what Chip Kelly was hoping he would be, at least for this small sample size, is exactly what he got. And that's, he likes the repetitive accuracy was a term that he, I don't know if he coined, but he's been using ever since he got into town. And that's what we've seen with Bradford. Just everything is on point. And that translated over into the preseason games, of course, culminating in that 10-for-10 performance in which he got the hopes of the city about as high as they could possibly be following the postseason or preseason play. I think that the one issue is that...
Always got to be the negative one. I mean, why we brought you on, Tim. It's
no,
okay.
I mean,
we
have to keep it in perspective, don't we? Because Bradford, while he's looked exceptional, and I think that he can have a really good year, he's also had a bunch of years in the league. And while there were things that were holding him down, you can say schematically and injury-wise and all that sort of thing, he still hasn't done it in a big way, in a big game, in a big level quite yet. And so I'm tempering expectations, but certainly everything he's done so far has been excellent.
James, agree or disagree? What's
yeah, I agree. I mean, even just the 10-for-10, it wasn't even so much that he went 10-for-10. Every pass he threw was right where the ball needed to be. And not only that, the anticipation throws were great, which is, it really kind of speaks to the level of rapport that he's built up with his receivers already in a short amount of time. And for me, the one concern that I would have is that he just really hasn't moved around all that much. So I think when he actually faces real live opponents, not that they weren't live opponents in the preseason, but of course nobody's sending the house at him. So if he sees a couple, one of those double A gap blitzes where he's got the pressure right in his face, can he move away from that and throw on the run? That's one thing that he still has to kind of prove he can do. But certainly everything he did in the preseason is more than what anyone could have asked for.
All right, gentlemen. So the Eagles revamped the running back position. They signed DeMarco Murray. They signed Ryan Matthews. Of course, they bring back Darren Sproles from last season. Jimmy, how do you think the rotation is going to look once the season begins?
It's the best trio of running backs in the NFL, in my opinion. And
Wait. You disagree with Pro Football Focus?
I did. How dare I? But yes, I think it's the best trio of running backs in the NFL. I really don't think it's close. And, Murray's going to be the guy that is the featured back, of course. But Ryan Matthews, what he showed both in training camp and in the preseason, looks really good. And his issue, again, like Sam Bradford, has been that he hasn't always been able to stay healthy. So if he can stay healthy in more of a limited role, but of course being out there and, you have that kind of combo of Murray and Matthews being the two sledgehammers, and they can wear defenses down over the course of a game and kind of face tired defenses in the fourth quarter, they can just throw those guys, or that north-south running style, those guys can really be a force.
Tim, where does Darren Sproles fit into the picture?
I think that he's going to have to find a role that's going to be elevated from last year, and I think the coaching staff has kind of reinforced that during the offseason as a priority, that they wanted to make sure that Sproles remains a significant factor, even though he is accompanied by those two very solid running backs in DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews. And so I think what you're going to have is a lot in the passing game. I mean, you throw him out there in the slot coming out of the backfield, he puts a gigantic strain on defenses, and I think that they're going to be utilizing him quite a bit, even though it is a crowded backfield.
All right, let's look at the Eagles' defense. They allowed a league-high 72 passes, the X plays of 20 yards or more last season. Tim, in your estimation, is this Eagles' defense better than the one in 2014?
Yeah, I think it has a chance to be significantly better. There's been upgrades, as we know, in personnel. Also, the coaching staff, the people that have been raving about Corey Unlund. I mean, it's unbelievable how much, attention that he's been getting. And so that certainly speaks to a couple things, but one of them being the fact that, they've really taken to his coaching. The one area of concern would be the nickel right now. Billy Davis suggested that there might be a rotating cast of characters in there depending on matchup. That says to me that nobody has locked down that spot yet, and that's not a disaster, but something to keep an eye on. But overall, I think the defense and the secondary in particular can be much improved.
James, any questions for you about the Eagles' defense?
Just to piggyback on Tim, I think even just the personnel in the secondary is going to be a lot better. Byron Maxwell is certainly going to be a big upgrade over Kerry Williams and, of course, Bradley Fletcher. And then you have Walter Thurman, who, before training camp began, you know, safety was one of the biggest concerns heading into the season, and I think he's kind of solidified that position starting opposite Malcolm Jenkins. So if he can play well, or if he can play as well as he did during training camp and in the preseason, then I think they have two, you know, very good safeties, probably the best pair of safeties that they've had in a while. And that defensive front seven, really good. Obviously, those front three on the defensive line are all very good. Cox, Benny Logan looks like he took a big step forward this year. Cedric Thornton is a really solid run stopper. And then those four linebackers across really can make things happen against the pass, you know, getting after the quarterback in coverage and against the run.
All right. We all agree Eagles will win Monday night. Safe to say?
I would say, yeah. I don't think the Falcons are a very good team. The Eagles are a better team, should win.
I would say that they're maybe a little susceptible to a loss here. I think they're the better team, but think about it. Like, the inside linebacker is going to be a total strength of this team. But is it going to be a strength of this team on the onset, given the fact that none of them have had the reps? While you're figuring out who the nickel is and the secondary is kind of gelling and figuring out how to work together. I mean, so there's, I think, while they have looked exceptional in the preseason all around, we do have to factor in the fact that there are a lot of new pieces in new places. And so I don't expect it to necessarily be gangbusters out of the chute, but they should still win.
All right. We'll take that as a win. So that's going to do it for the season debut of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us. Stay tuned for more here on Eagles 360.